It is a new week, and you know it is time for a new episode of Underline, where we bring your favorite celebs and ask them 10 fun questions. This is still Andisa, and this week I'm joined by a radio presenter, but most of you guys know him from Big Brother Mzansi. He was loved, and he is a record breaker. He spent 10 weeks in the Big Brother house without being nominated for eviction. Now, that is interesting, and I'm sure is someone who's got interesting answers for us. So let's chat to him and hear what he has to say. Hi, Tools.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. I'm very strawberry.
Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of On The Line. I hope you are ready for our questions.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
All right. Cool. Let's get straight into it. If your life had a soundtrack of two songs right now, what would they be?
A soundtrack of two songs right now. There's a song by Joey Badass. It's called Devastated. He just speaks about how down he used to be, but now he is on top of the moon. He's happy. He's an American New York rapper. Joey Badass, Devastated, has to be the first one. Second one. Ugh, this is tricky. I'll stick with Devastated, Joey Badass for now. Yeah.
Okay. No, that's fine. That's fine. Describe yourself in a hashtag.
Hashtag never give up. That definitely is the one that comes to mind. I think, apart from even the show, just my life over the past years and what I've done in the entertainment industry, I'm one person that's seen a lot of good, but definitely been able to see bad as well, and come through it or survive it. So never give up. Some people like to say Pumoga Wampete.
Yeah.
You choose your hashtag, yeah.
Okay. No, you are definitely a Pumoga Wampete. That definitely should be your hashtag.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's something your followers would not know about you?
Wow, something you would not know about me. Believe it or not, I'm quite shy. And I came to this realization when I went out with a bunch of friends the other day, and we bumped into so many people that are in the industry and people that are just generally cool, whether they are in the limelight or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I found it so difficult to just socialize. I just went into my little corner, found myself on my phone, and just being away from everything that was around me. So it kind of hit me that, you know, I'm awkward in spaces where there's a lot of people until I feel comfortable. But after I did, you know, I was able to chat with a few people. But I can definitely say I am, I don't want to say shy, maybe rather say socially awkward.
Socially awkward, yeah.
Yeah.
And what are the three words that describe Otoz Madala?
Three words that describe me. Witty, number one. My friends think my imagination is out of this world. Sometimes that gets me into trouble because I say some of the dumbest, craziest, stupid things. Second, I'd say smart. It might seem arrogant to a lot of people, but, you know, just my experience in the house, you know, highlighted how I can maneuver and do things against some of the smartest people I've ever met or been around. Looking back, my journey kind of highlights to me what I'm capable of. Lastly, I would say caring. I'm such a caring person. A lot of people might have not seen that, but like, I'm the person that likes to cook, take care, you know, tuck you in if need be.
Yeah. Okay. And what's the best piece of advice you've received and given to people?
Best piece of advice I've received, this is actually from the house, it was that sometimes the worst advice is advice, right? The worst advice is advice. So sometimes, you know, just listening to people can be the worst thing. Listening to yourself and sort of focusing on what you believe and what you feel is sometimes the best thing you can do. And sometimes what you believe and feel may not always be right, but, you know, it's at least you, as opposed to listening to other people and what they think and what they fear and what they see as wrong or right. It's a very tricky one because it's advice on its own. But yeah, the best advice I've been given has to be sometimes the worst advice is advice. And then the worst I've been given, I'd say, is what, fake it till you make it? It's something that's repeated quite a lot in the art industry, and I get why. You know, a lot of people feel like they're gonna put up a certain mask, or I said it's even hard to word, but fake it to the make it is the worst one, because when you fake it, eventually someone's gonna catch out. I mean, like, you know, we see you, and that's just gonna be horrible. So I try my level best not to live in that narrative.
Okay, I love the best advice you've received. Mind blowing. I don't think a lot of us think about that, but wow.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, that's pretty for
you. Okay, so you recently had a huge fan base, so I had to ask, what's the weirdest thing a fan has ever done for you?
Wow, there's not too much that's been weird. Like, a lot of it has been positive, warm love, but there's just been certain situations where it's like a bit awkward. I want to say awkward or uncomfortable. I recall we had a event hosted in Maboneng rooftop, and there was this one particular lady who came. She greeted, I think it was a lady, she was pretty young. I think she was like 18, maybe 20, first year, yeah. But she came, she greeted, and obviously, you know, I gave love, and we took pictures, and she left. But after that, she would just randomly come and just touch me, and keep walking by. I was like, what? Like, what's happening here? Like, random touches. Like, she had a conversation, and then someone just does a drive-by ear touch. It's like, what the hell?
Oh my, that is so weird.
It's weird, right? It was weird. So I wasn't sure if she's trying to speak to me or, you know. Yeah, I think that would be the most weird thing. But like I'm saying, most people are very warm and loving. Apart from the random ear touches, I'm pretty good.
Stolen touches.
Stolen touches. I think that's the best way to put it. The stolen touches.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes, oh yeah, there was even a stolen, attempted kiss the one time, but that's another story.
Okay. And if you had a full day off, no responsibilities, what would you do?
I would take a trip to Cape Town. I've always been a big fan of the feel and the look of Cape Town. Take a trip to Cape Town, you know, with some friends, family, book a nice little, you know, house by the beach and chill and bry. Like, I have the most fun in the most simple situations, as opposed to, you know, go to the mountain and jump off a cliff. No, like, nice, relaxed, bry, friends, family, music, always got to be there, and conversation. That's exactly what I'd do. But it would have to be Cape Town. I love Cape Town.
All right. And if you could choose a superpower, what would it be?
The ability to be invisible. Hey, that's the easiest one. The ability to be invisible, because that would mean you can be in the room and listen to everything and everyone without them knowing that you're there. I think it's pretty powerful. Yes, flying is cool. And shooting laser out your eye, being invisible. You know, I could be next to you right now and you don't even know.
Oh my goodness, that is so creepy.
It's creepy. But here's the thing, if you've ever caught someone speaking about you without them knowing that you're listening, the level of truth that you get to hear and experience is unbelievable, right? You really get to hear where they're speaking from. Not just what they're saying, but where they're speaking from. So if you're invisible, you really get to, you know, observe and hear the good and the bad things that people could potentially say about you.
Very true. Very true. Okay, and what has been your best or worst date?
Okay, the best date, it was actually a date I had, it was like a digital situation, right? So it was like a long distance relationship, and it was my ex, but it was pretty cute. She sent through like a box, and the box was written, things that remind me of you, right? And then inside this box, there was like this particular particular gum that I used to like, and she took out the first piece and bit it in half and had like a whole snack basket and everything. It was cute.
Ah, movie stuff, basically.
Movie stuff, you know what I mean? The only thing that was shown was like the music in the background, but it was quite cute. Worst one, I think I put on a date with someone and she rocked up with a friend and they just ordered and ordered and
no.
ordered. I think it was in, I was still in high school though, so it was still teething phases, but yeah. She rocked up with a friend, and I remember them just ordering a platter. A platter.
You know, not a whole platter.
A platter, you know what I mean? It was at the place that sells fish, yes, it was there. And I had planned on ordering a platter for two, but now she rocked up and there was two of them. So I had to make a plan now because the platter for two was with the two of them. What about me? So it was quite an experience.
Yo, askies.
Ah, you live and you learn. You put it in the game, right?
Yeah. Okay, and the last one. What is the most worn thing in your wardrobe and your most expensive piece of clothing?
Please repeat that for me. What is?
The most worn thing in your wardrobe and your most expensive piece of clothing.
Okay, I'll start with the most worn thing. I mean, I think the country all knows. I love my jersey. It's this brown old jersey that my grandmother knitted for me. It's old, it's ugly, but if I'm just chilling around at the crib, sweaters, you know, flip-flops, nyana, if I'm not barefoot, that's me. All my onesie, those are two probably most worn things, because when I'm staying at home, I want to be comfortable. But most expensive, I would say so. It'd probably like a pair of boots that I have. I'm not really big on spending a lot of cash on clothing, but I love shoes. And I've got one particular pair of boots that my aunt actually got for me in Paris. They're Ralph Lauren. I'm not sure how much they are, but they're pretty, pretty expensive. I've had them for a couple of years, and they still look brand new.
Got it. And that was it. Thank you so much, Tools.
Thank you.
This was so fun. I like your stories.
Thank you for having me, man. I enjoyed having this chat. I haven't had this much fun in a while. So
I'm glad. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you so much.
Enjoy yours.
Alright, bye.
Bye.
Oh man, that was such a super fun interview with Tools Madala, and I know you guys enjoyed it as much as I did. I can't wait to see you guys next week with another guest. Same time, same place. Happy Monday, happy new week. Bye.